You ever have a prank go wrong? It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're just misunderstood. Maybe you just decided it would be cute to tell people that the Kentucky Derby was going to be moving to Keeneland and thought that that was cute. And then everybody freaks out. And then all of a sudden you're in meetings and almost get banned from Churchill Downs forever. You know, I mean, it's just misunderstandings, right?
It's cute, though.
Misunderstandings. Right? Pranks have gone wrong. Tina said, I once swapped the cream in a donut with mayonnaise. Left it in the break room at my part-time job in high school. Problem was, I forgot my manager loved Boston cream donuts. Bit into it, gagged, made me eat the rest of it to, quote, learn a lesson. I almost threw up. Worth it? Absolutely not.
No, it's not. No, it is not. Oh, dang it.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, that's... your brain tells you you're expecting one flavor in your mouth, and then it's jarring.
I mean, mayonnaise is good. I mean, but
not in a donut. Not in a donut. On your sandwich. Not in a donut.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know what in your high school brain thinks, you know what? This will be great.
This could be funny.
This is going to be hysterical.
Yes. I want to make someone throw up and then get it on camera. That'd be great. Jeff says, we TP'd our football coach's house after he made us do wind sprints in the rain. Turns out he had security cameras and a Ring doorbell.
Sure.
The next morning, he called me and three friends into his office with the video footage.
Oh.
He spent an entire Saturday scrubbing his yard and driveway in front of his neighbors. Humiliating.
Yeah. Pranks. They can be funny until they go wrong. Like if you're pretending to steal money via Apple Pay from someone and he almost beats you up. Like,
sounds like a solid idea, even in theory, right?
Right. Do it for the clicks. Jennifer said, I thought it would be funny to send my best friend a congratulations card for a new job loaded with glitter.
Oh, no, the glitter cards.
She opened it in her car. The glitter got into the AC vents, basically haunted her Honda Civic for a year. She still brings it up.
That's great. I mean,
glitter does not go away.
No, but it does bring the party.
That does not go away. No, that
it
is
doesn't.
Definitely it is one really of those difficult craft items that just kind of just rears its head from time to time.
Angie says, as a joke, I pretended to break up with my friend's boyfriend. I borrowed my friend's phone during a sleepover and texted her boyfriend pretending to break up with him. He didn't take it well. It took them a week to smooth it over.
Okay. I understand what she's saying.
She was pretending to be
her friend.
Yeah.
And break up with her friend's boyfriend.
What in the world? don't mess with other people's relationships.
Especially if it's coming from your phone. If it's coming from that, like, it'd be one thing if you text her boyfriend and say, hey,
she
wants to break up with you. It's another thing when it's coming from her phone.
Because then she's going to have to, like, their girlfriend's going to have to spend all this time convincing him that wasn't me.
No, that wasn't.
It was my phone, but it wasn't me typing.
It was Angie. Angie thought it was going to be funny. And then he's speculating, like, is he really trusting that Angie really did send it? Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
All right.
Aaron says prank's gone wrong.
Yeah.
How about my senior year thought it would be hilarious to pull the fire alarm during a boring assembly? Turns out that's a felony.
Oh, no.
They evacuated the whole school. Fire trucks came. I got suspended, had to do community service. My parents grounded me for a month. I now panic anytime I hear a fire alarm.
All right. Well, that's a good lesson. That's a good lesson. Yeah.
Don't think, I'm going to get everybody out of this. They're all going to think I'm a hero. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Didn't know it was a felony. Now we know.
We got a text from Jessica that says, geez, we just did normal prank calls at sleepovers. Angie is diabolical.
She is diabolical.
She's like,
the plot twist would be she wanted to hook up with a boyfriend.
And then I can just envision the whole thing where she's like, hey, let me borrow your phone. Let me borrow your phone real quick.
I just want to
look something
up. And then secretly she's like texting on her phone. You know what? Oh, she's such a jerk. You're better off without her. Do you want to hang out next week?
Oh, we are creating an entire scenario that may or may not have happened.
Don't do that.
Anyways, good pranks gone wrong. Thank you for the stories there on 99.7 DJX.